Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's nice to be back. Ilona Europa, Accent On, LA Talk Radio, 6 till 7 Pacific Time, every Monday for the last almost 5 years. Wow, that's a long time. Seems still like a dream or yesterday. Yeah, I was for 2 weeks in Europe. I had a great time. I had a beautiful moment, a very sad moment. I will be talking a little bit later about that. I am little jet lagged. That's how we call, I think. I think I'm supposed to sleep right now, but I will be not sleeping because we'll be talking about something very, very exciting to me, about vocal competition, about song competition, about young talents, older talents, and about people who put this competition together. And I would love to introduce maybe first our guest, because in the studio we have also very important guests. We have Mike Gormley. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Nice to see you again.
And welcome back.
Yes. Yes. It's like I never left. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much for being here in the studio with us. And we have also in the studio Yannick.
Yes.
Colin. Yannick.
How are you?
Yeah, well, I'm doing great. It's good to see young people and
yeah,
great
good
energy.
Back.
Good to be back. I missed you. I didn't see you for almost 4 weeks. And we will be talking because we have a segment that is completely dedicated to you and to your career in America. We will be, and we are, watching you grow, watching you getting into the level that you think you can call yourself successful actor. And
totally.
That's our goal too, because we need to prove that things and dreams can come true if we are pushing harder, working harder, and we are surrounded by people who wish you well.
Yeah, thank you so much though for inviting me every month on the show.
Forever. I've discovered you. I will never let you go. Mama, I hope you're listening. I say hi to Mama.
I think she is. Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mama. Sorry, didn't see you last time. Your visit was very short, but I promise next time we'll be having good time. Anyway, now we have people, like I said, very important to me because they know something that maybe people need to learn from them. And I know that when you say word competition, everybody says, what is this thing about? How to sign for stuff? And we are talking about really something new. This is the second year around, yes? Hi, Liz. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hi, Elena. Hi, Mike. Hi, Jochen.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Okay.
Hi.
Could you introduce yourself to our listeners? Liz?
Sure. I'm Liz Scott, and I'm originally from Sydney, Australia. I'm a singer-songwriter now living in the US. And we created this song competition called Your Music Out Loud. And sitting here with me is
Sam Michaels from Club Jumpers. I'm a producer.
Oh, you are. Mm-hmm. And I love your production, and people love also your music. And maybe, Liz, I know it's like so hard to describe who we are. And okay, I'm singer songwriter. I'm originally from Australia. And now I'm in America. Sounds so fast and so easy. But you had a career in Australia, a great one. You have a career in America. Your songs are on the charts, and you are working with Sam also. And I was working with Sam, and Sam, your talent is so big that lots of very big names are using you for music production, for remixes. And please, little bit, Liz, can you tell us short about your past? And also, I would like Sam to describe us who he was working with in the past, and then we'll move straight into competition issue, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay,
well, I originally...
Yes, yep. Tell us a little bit about your past.
No, I was lucky. I was signed when I was 13 in Australia to BMG, and I then signed to a label called Albert's, which is AC/DC's label in Australia, and I was with them for a couple of years as a girl group. Then I signed with Rondor, which then became Universal in Australia. And yeah, I wrote a lot of songs for a lot of Australian artists that did really well. There was a group called Bardo, which featured Sophie Monk. And there was it was a TV show called Pop Stars. And it was like a reality TV show, a bit like American Idol. And the first single, or the first song, was my song. And came and did a double platinum number one for 2 weeks, a song called Empty Room. So that was pretty cool. Then I ended up coming to the US. I was signed with BMI, and that is what brought me to New York. And I then signed to a label in New York called Made Records, which was famous for the group IO and Nadia Ali, the song Rapture. And I had my first song released called Angel, which came in at the top 50 Billboard for 6 weeks, which was very exciting, and I was very amazed. My first song here. And then I took a break for a while in New York to learn New York. And then I started recording my songs with a producer there called Steve Adabu, who I wrote a song called One Foot with. And it was a song about my sort of struggling in New York for the early years. And then I loved the Club Jumpers mixes that they did of my Angel. And so I approached them to see if they would do more, and I did. And they did. And yeah, since then I've been just working with them. And I actually have a few other producers I work with. As you know, Alona, when you release a song, you know, you like to have a few different mixes to go out there. And yeah, it's been...
And you were saying...
I love it over here.
Liz, you were saying I'm working with them. Then the them is Sam and...
Sam Michaels, his brother Dan Matthews, who does a lot of the radio side of things and DJing.
Hi again to both of you. They're wonderful brothers. I just love them. And sometimes I'm going through Facebook and I'm clicking what's going on at Sam's life and, you know, Dan's life. That's really, really cool to see, you know, what's going on, because the people, they are very strong. It is on not only Dan's electronica world, but there are names that the whole world knows. Then I'm going right into Sam's talent. Please, this could be Elise or Sam. You can tell us who you work with. People need to know.
Well, I work with like a lot of big artists, major artists, like Jason Derulo, from Britney to Madonna, and pretty much everybody. I've done Latin music for Rick Martin, Enrique Iglesias, and Gloria Estefan.
I just love artists. Yeah. You know, bigger the artists are, less they like to talk about themselves. But yes, it's true. You are working, and you are working with almost everybody, and every name that's on the globe is known. And you know, and I met you and Liz in person few months ago when you were here in Los Angeles, and it's just so nice to see how beautiful both of you are and sweet. And I am so happy that we'll be having chance with Mike Gormley and myself, not only judging the competition, the last portion of it, but also Accent On and LA Talk Radio, in a way sponsoring this beautiful event, and through all the time until the finals, okay? We'll be trying to spread the word to the public. We'll be trying to pitch the competition, because this is a second year, yes?
Yeah, it's a third year.
This is a third year. Okay, Ilona, wake up.
It's a third year.
Okay, and the name, if you can give us one more time the name, because if people want to find out more and they don't see the link yet, they need to learn the title of the competition.
Yes, so the competition's called Your Music Out Loud in the USA.
Your Music Out Loud in the USA Song Competition, which means, in a way, you are looking for song that could be later produced, or good songwriters, or you are looking also for vocalists who happen to have a great songs, or great vocalists who do not have the yet perfect produced song in a demo, not yet finished way. Yes, and I understand, and even you are looking for people who write the lyrics right now for the first time. Then, okay, Liz, instead of me talking about competition, because this is, in a way, your baby and Sam's baby, then please explain us from the beginning. If somebody's interested to sign for the competition, what this is about, what the competition is about.
Okay, so the competition, and as you said, each year we're sort of adding new categories. So the first year we started is for singer-songwriters, bands, to send in their song, whether it's a rough demo form or fully mastered. And the prize is always a trip to, last year was Los Angeles, this year it's New York. Next year, or the competition for this year, will be a trip to Nashville for next year to work with one of their top producers. And this year we have producer Gary Earle, who's been nominated for Grammys, worked with incredible people, had a lot of his music placed in film and TV. So the winner will actually win a trip to Nashville to work with him. And also we have another judge that is part of Gary and Robin Earle's world called Kamal Malik. And he was in the group, the Grammy Award-winning group Arrested Development, if you remember them. Yep. And he's now a judge. And he has a record label, so he's offering to sign the winner as well to
That's
his record label.
That's really cool news. That's really something new.
And, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, right?
That's good.
Pretty
because
cool. And they'll also get a TV appearance in a TV film that we just spoke about yesterday. They'll get distribution, actual CDs, and also they'll get to perform at our showcase in Nashville, which, like we did last year when we met you, Elona, we were doing the Los Angeles showcase. This year we do the New York one. But yes, the prize for this year will be all about Nashville next year. So very exciting. And for anyone wanting to enter, you just send your song in, and the website you go to
clubjumpersmusic.com.
Clubjumpers, so you get www.clubjumpers, spelled with a K, clubjumpersmusic.com, and you'll see the links at the top, and you can read all about the competition. And we've introduced two new categories this year. We have our Young Achievers category, and that's for kids 14 years and under, and they actually win $500 cash. So, and obviously they have to have their parents' permission to enter. Anyone under 18 has to have their permission.
Okay, parents, do not take the money if the children win. $500
right?
Bucks, good price.
Send it on jelly beans.
And, you know, maybe we'll stop there, because I think last year you had a very young gentleman, 11 years old, who I think won something. Could you tell
us? Yes, his name was Aiden Robert, and he wrote a song called Stuffing My Face. And him winning it, we made it the category Young Achievers Award. And he's since gone on to film a music video about it, and he's very excited, and it's online. You can go online and buy his
And, you know, that's when it comes to Ilona Europa, this is so close to my heart, because for the many, many years, I'm working with so many young, beautiful artists. They're from LA, and not only from LA, even from Europe right now via Skype. You know, I'm developing few talents right now and writing for them and giving them lessons. Yeah, and what is amazing, that one of my beautiful young talent, Kira Nicole, is opening on Thursday for Tiffany. And Tiffany, this is like very cool name in America. She was also a teenager when she was very, very known. And now my talent will be singing in front of her and just introducing her music back to a really pretty big club. Almost 1,000 people can fit it in. And I think it will be great maybe a few years or next year or something to talk to this venue in LA, because they love young talents. I put many, many good events there before. Then I think we were talking about the first winner, and his name is, again, Aiden Robert?
Yes, he was the winner of the Young Achievers Award, correct.
And I want to play his song. Hi, Aiden, if you are listening, we will be listening to Stuffing My Face song, and congratulations on the last year win, and let's listen to him.
Sudden that, but when I start to feel, I turn to a food to deal with all these emotions inside. I feel like I'm going to die. Stuffing my face to make me feel numb. Stuffing my face is not very fun. Eating over my pain, it carries so much shame.
Was 11 years old?
Yes, 11 years old, yes.
Wow, I cannot wait to see what he will be sounding like when he's 14. Is he, did yeah. He writes, yes, the songs, this was his?
Yes, he writes, and his mum, Melissa Page, also writes, and she sort of helped a little bit, and she came in the top 30 as well. She had a song called Without You that if we don't get to play today, maybe next time we can play her song.
Oh,
and,
we will. I will play all of 10 of artists that you send it to me, because I want people to hear who, and maybe people can compare their talents. But very important is to probably remind people who listen that the song doesn't need to be fully produced. Yes, the demos are okay. Can you explain what means demo? Means guitar only.
A demo can be just like a rough piano or a guitar with a vocal over it, and that's it. We got a lot of songs sent in like that, just over playing guitar or piano. If they want to have it a little bit produced, but sometimes it's better to send it sort of in the natural form, so that way we can really hear the strength of the song and the vocal too. We can hear the vocal really well.
You are so right. I have another song that is called Numb. That's how I feel today. And I would love people to listen to it. And Tiffany Go, how you spell her name. Okay, then let's listen to this one.
Look what I feel.
Whoa, I couldn't fade it out. I love her. Who is she? Tiffany, that was so cool. And great musicians with her. And a guitar, guitar solo, wow, out of this world. And when the voice and high notes, the guitar and her vocals were joining together, that was hot. She's good. Who is Tiffany?
Right, really good. She came sixth place runner-up. And yeah, she's from Australia too, so... And Sam's actually working with her at the moment on a new single that she has coming up called Broken. So,
oh, she's numb that she's even... broken, mm-hmm. but we need to make her happy. Happy in the end. She's good. Say hi to Tiffany from me and from all of us. I really, really like her. Okay, little Gwen Stefani.
I know she's listening in.
Hi, Tiffany. Mm, yum, yum. We like it. Okay, then maybe we'll play also another song. It's called Beautiful. And like I said, everybody that you send me MP3s, we will be playing on LA Talk Radio. I will talk to you maybe next week again. Then I just don't want to rush. Almost I feel like I want these people to have whole song, you know, to be played on the radio instead of, you know, only one minute. Okay, I like the title, Beautiful. What we can tell people about this song and artist?
This is written by a young man, I think he's 17, Mitchell Martin from Western Australia. And yes, he actually came first place runner up. So it was very close from the winner and him. But so yeah, he received first place runner up.
Okay, let's listen. Beautiful.
Nobody knows what beauty is anymore. 'Cause do they actually look like that, or just really good at Photoshop? Oh Lord. Strange. If you wanna be beautiful, then please take my advice. Don't try to change to be beautiful, you already are inside. Oh, cause it just works that way. I know it's hard to see sometimes because of social media and TV. The truth we fail to realize is, oh, that's not how life's meant to be. Hey. A certain way, and if I do, everyone will like me. Oh Lord, doesn't it work that way? I see 25-year-old actors playing someone who's 18, with bodies like they've never eaten fries, and they spend all day at the gym. Oh God, how can I look that way? To see sometimes, 'cause everyone's telling you what you're meant to be. But what I want you to realize is, oh, you really don't need to change a thing. Hey. Should be like, and I know deep down we'll try so hard to be. The real beauty in this life fits within us. Oh, so please don't try and change a thing.
So long, I'll try to look and be. really, really cool voice. Young, great gentleman, 17 years old, really fresh sound. I love the guitars also. I like the arrangement. And yeah, and I like the lyrics. They're funny. They're cool. Congratulations on finding this one. What is his name again?
His name is Mitchell Martin.
Beautiful. And he's from?
He's from Western Australia.
Wow. Okay, you know, that's cool because I just returned from Europe and I had a chance to talk to a few people from Polish TV, and I mentioned that I will be part of judging this competition, and, you know, it's something is cooking, you know, because I think we could also take like the competition idea into another countries and start joining the forces, you know, and have performances.
Oh, that'd be great.
So, yes, and really, you know, let's see what's happened. But I think it's something fresh about that, what you both are doing with, of course, a lot of judges. Apropos judges, we have our Mike Gormley with us. Hi, Mike, again.
Hello, how are you?
And you were thinking that I will not talk to you, huh? You are a career consultant and manager, and what can I say? You have a very good company, and your past is above and beyond. You are discovering so many great talents. What do you think about another competition? What do you think? Is this a good idea to always looking for something new, or world has enough of talent?
That no, world never has enough talent.
Okay, then what do you think? We listened to three of them. And you said yes to the judging, and obviously your opinion counts a lot. Then are you excited to be part of competition?
Yes, very much so. I think you've started to talk about yet another competition. I think every possibility in this day and age, it's very difficult for artists to get their music out to the people. And so something like this, and anything like this, you know, when it's done legitimately like this with the people involved, that's allowing the people we just heard and some new people to get their music out there, and it's so difficult now.
Yeah,
anything like this is helpful as long as it's run correctly, and this one is.
I know, Mike, a lot of people, if they listen to Accent on Mondays, they already know you, but maybe today we have, hopefully, lots of new people who listened. And please, could you tell us if, it's like, I know you don't like to talk about this, but if I always describe in my own ways, people maybe will not understand how big name you have in this industry. You're working, I don't know how many years, doesn't really matter, a long time in this industry, and you're still finding new talents, and you are excited about when you hear somebody new. But also, you developed and found cool artists that till this day are very loved by public. Could you give us samples of the names, or who do you like right now and before?
Names of people I worked with, I can't claim to have discovered all of them, but I certainly worked with them in very early stages of their career and helped launch their career. And it's people like Rod Stewart and Rush and The Police, which was very, that was a very stimulating time with those guys. And the Bangles I worked with very closely. Film composer Danny Elfman came out of a group I managed called Oingo Boingo, and now he's one of the biggest.
Okay, somebody fell from the chair. Sam, are you okay? Hoo-hoo.
I'm okay.
Okay, but I would do that too. Mike always impresses me when you are coming back with these names, and I read so many times your bio, and I'm so honored to have you here because, like I say, your opinion counts, and I really love to hear how you describe the way, how you treat artists. If you fall in love with artistry, you really are holding their hands, holding their life, and you directing their careers. And in a way, today in a studio, we have artists that both of us are very excited about. It's Yannick, mm-hmm. who is an actor. I made him rap on one of the songs that will be soon premiering on LA Talk Radio with another artist that I'm working with. And you were part of the session, and you were very excited to see Yannick to just not being only an actor, but taking a different part of...
I thought it was incredible. I mean, I know him as an actor, and
I
we went into that studio, and he started rapping like he'd been doing it for years.
So. I know, you know, then that's what, when Liz and Sam are also playing these great people, these talents that they discover, and I know that in the end of the year, we all will find some great few voices and songwriters. And Liz and Sam, again, you know, I know you are surrounded by great judges, but my gosh, I think you both are very lucky to have Mike with us.
Oh, yes. No, thank you, Mike, so much for being wanting to be involved and be a judge, and very, very exciting for you to be a part of this. So thank you.
It's my pleasure. Do I get to go to Nashville, too?
Yes. We better go.
We keep getting more and more sponsors. You never know what can happen.
I cannot. That would be amazing. I've never been in Nashville. Sorry. I'm pushing myself, too, to fly there.
I love Nashville. Nashville's fun.
Really? I've never been there. And, Mike, we need to probably offer Yannick's beauty and talent and youthfulness. He can be a host and he can introduce these great new talents and winners, and we all can have a great, great time, because I think in the end, all of us can offer something to future winners or runner-ups, whatever you call this. We all will try to take care of them. For sure, we have something that we are planning for them quietly. Then we'll see how all this process will develop. Then can you tell us time frame right now? This is like already first level of competition that people can submit is the early birds, how we call this, is already over, yes?
Actually, the early bird finishes on Wednesday, so the 29th. So everybody still has tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday to still enter the early bird. And then as of Thursday, we start the new phase. And this is actually quite exciting. We have a guy called Vinny Ravis, who is part of, he runs a thing called Indie Connect, which helps to connect songwriters and artists, and he's based in Nashville, and he is actually going to be giving out 100 of his courses online for the first 100 people that enter after the early bird finishes. So if you enter after the early bird, the first 100 people will win his course, which is just it's an A to Z of how of things as artists, things to do, people to contact, and so they will win that for free.
That's cool.
Where can people find out about this more? I know this show will tell everybody, but you may have mentioned it earlier, but there's a website or something, or Facebook, or various places. Where do people find out about this?
Yes, I said to actually go to enter and find out, you go to the Club Jumpers website, which is clubjumpersmusic.com. So www.clubjumpersmusic.com, and you'll see the competition link at the top, and you can read through the drop down bar, and you can read about all the prizes, the judges, what it's about. We even have a photo gallery now of our showcase from last year. There's a YouTube video of the showcase. And yeah, you go there, and it's the entry. And we also, very quickly too, we have another new category that Alona, you mentioned. We have a lyric only category, and that's for people that just write lyrics and just want to submit lyrics. And they actually win a separate prize. Their prize will be a mentoring session with the president of Global Songwriting Connection, and her name is Cherie Spalter. And she's another one that's amazing for connecting artists. Plus, they win a Global Songwriter Connection year membership, plus they'll get a cash prize. So that's for the lyrics only category.
How many categories are there, and what are they?
Yeah, there's three categories so far. We have the main prize category, which really we're just judging the best song and vocal in that one. So the best song and vocal, and it can be in any genre, and they win the trip to Nashville and the whole dream package. And then we have the Young Achievers Award, and that's for ages 14 years and under, like Aidan Roberts, and this year they win $500 cash. And then we have the lyrics only category, and that's the prize I just mentioned, the time with Cherie Spalter year songwriting membership, and they'll get a cash prize too.
Wonderful. And again, we are talking about competition, Your Music Out Loud in the USA Song Competition. Then I promise to everybody who wants to know more that we will be continuing this discussion almost every month, and we'll see what's going on with Liz and Sam and a competition, and hopefully Mike will join us too for the future shows. And for right now, I need to say thank you for today, and I think people can listen to this show over and over in a few hours on LA Talk Radio Accent On in archives. Scroll down and all this will be available to everybody. And all links and information is also on Accent On a Facebook. Then I think we are covered for today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And like I said, the competition actually officially closes August 31st. So everyone has up till then. And like you said, that's great that we can come on monthly and do this show, and that you're happy to play more of the last year's songs. So
absolutely.
If anyone didn't have their song played this time, they'll get them played next time.
Everybody
right?
will be played, I promise. And I'm so excited to listening to this new artist. And they're pretty, pretty good. And congratulations. Love you, people.
Thank you, Alana. Thank
bye,
you, Mike.
Love.
Thank
bye,
you.
Bye, bye,
thank
Liz.
Thank you, Alana. Thank you, Mike.
Till next time, maybe next week. We'll talk about this later, okay? Bye, bye.
Bye.
Wow, exciting, you know. Yannick, you are an actor, and we have Mike. Mike, you like artists, singers, songwriters, bands. Now we have this amazing, amazing, talented gentleman originally from Canada.
Yes,
and
Canada.
Every month we want to know what's going on in his life. I know that I'm trying to overlook his career. You are really working very closely with Yannick. Then Yannick, 3 weeks I didn't see you. What's going on?
I know, it's been a while, huh?
I know. What's going on in your life?
In my life? I mean, I've been working on my own stuff. I've been working on myself a lot. I've been applying for my visa, and I should send everything on Wednesday, which is very, you know, relieving. And it's exciting also because I just can't wait to get it. And
this is a visa, special visa, yes, Mike, that actors and artists only can get if they have people who in America who saying that, yes, entertainment world will be much better with them here than without them, which means...
They got a lot of good people saying that about Yannick.
Yeah.
I know.
It was fun to see.
I know. That's very exciting. But yes, you're right, because people put their names, their thoughts on the paper, and in hope that this will let you to get a visa, working visa in America. Mm-hmm. And this, how long this visa will be if you get one?
I would say 3 years, 2 to 3 years, but hopefully 3 years.
Yeah, that's a good time to really not be nervous anymore, because this must be very, very scary for you to not know.
There's always this possibility of, you know, going back to Canada and just do my own thing over there. But I have my life here, and I have my friends. I just want to stay here and work more and discover more here, you know.
There's work coming up.
The commercial for a new fragrance coming out. It's called Trials and Tribulations,
and that's so cool because we met Scott on our radio show.
Right,
I remember when he first time came, and I was like, just look at Yannick, and you know, you need to meet this gentleman. He's gorgeous, he's beautiful, he's talented. And Scott looked at him. Yes, I want him. I want him for my commercial. You know, sometimes I always say to people, please, you don't, if you have something on your mind, you just tell people, because sometimes, you know, if you voice something, you really can bring good situation to person that you want to help. And I was so happy to really seeing that Scott really found everything in you that he wanted for his commercials. This is not only... You already one taped with him, filmed.
Yeah, we did a commercial, and then we have three more in April.
In April.
We'll begin filming in April. And yeah, he hired me to be the new face on his fragrance in the commercial, which is amazing.
I know, and you'll be playing, I think, young Scott.
Yeah, I think so.
Which is hot, and I think his real mama will be part of the commercial. And I'm hoping also, Scott, thank you. He asked me to just show him some of my songs, and who knows, maybe one or two or three of my songs will be in a commercial too, or none. Doesn't really matter. I, you know, I'm happy to help in any way, and I'll be honored. Anyway, commercials, you said. You had some fun time on the red carpet, and you were meeting good people and very unusual people. Some of them were Canadians.
Yeah, Mike and I went to the Consulate General of Canada for an event for the Canadians in the movie industry in the U.S. So I had a great time meeting, you know, pretty important people, and it's just such an amazing opportunity to make people get to know me, because I'm just, you know, this kid from a small town and who's moved to LA, and people are pretty impressed by my journey, which is amazing to see. And I had the chance to share a glass of wine with the representative of the mayor of Montreal, and yeah, she liked me a lot, which is great.
She liked him a lot. Listen to this.
Yes, and
she,
you know what?
The mayor was supposed to be there for Montreal, okay. And he is ill, so he sent this very good-looking lady down to represent him. And I'm telling you, within 3 minutes of the conversation, she is going to the bar to get Yannick some wine.
You know what? I'm not surprised. When I saw Yannick, and he was then 19 years old, he could be my son. But, you know, some people have the aura of stardom about them. And when I saw him, and I will say from like 19 or 20 and other students from all around the globe is studying in international theater school here in Santa Monica, I look at him and I said, he has star quality right away. And I was so happy that you also, because I sometimes could be like unusually pushy, and but you felt that I'm genuinely treating you as something is there about you. And I tried
like
to I tried to break you, because you are not a singer, and lots of things that I was doing this was requiring singing, and I needed to bring something of you to just finish the course that I was doing. But you had it, and I was so happy then when I met Mike Gormley, who happens is also from Canada, but this doesn't matter. I was just feeling when I put you both together, maybe he will find the same about you what I saw. Then that's when you are, and yes, and Mike, of course, after first show, he said, yeah, this guy has the it too. I would love to, you know, manage him. And now here we are. And nothing happens overnight. We know that you need to be here. You need to work. You need to be shown. You need to be around the people. That's what Mike also is doing, introducing you and myself to opportunities. But I think you'll be next James Bond in a few years. Maybe not the next one. Maybe the next one, because we need some unusual James Bond with cool accent or somebody like that. You are gorgeous. And this helps. And nothing wrong to admit that when we look at you, we say, wow, what a beautiful, elegant gentleman, young gentleman. That's Mama. You did very, very well also. You know, she raised you well.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Yeah, you are a really nice young gentleman. Then I'm hoping everybody eventually will see you on a big screen, small screen, whatever, in a commercial for sure. And we'll be pitching this commercial like crazy. Outside the commercial that you'll be filming, shooting in April, three of them or two of them.
Yeah.
What is the next?
The next step.
You met, so you had some lunch, yes, Mike?
Oh, yeah.
You introduced
Yannick.
Oh, there's just, he's just meeting people. He met a great writer, another Canadian writer, director named Peter Foldy, who's putting on a play, directing a play soon. And it's just Yannick's getting to know people, and they're getting to know him.
Yeah, you know, in Hollywood.
The contacts.
Face-to-face meetings are so important and very hard to get them. Very hard, because, you know, not everybody wants to share their own people that we already know that are important to us. It's like you don't bring anybody to your house. Mm-hmm. And the same...
They don't want to lose their time with you, you know?
Yes, and then if you have this type of introduction, first, the gentleman who is a filmmaker, he knew he's somebody important to Mike, and I'm sure he will remember you forever, you know?
Yeah,
we'll see what is the next in a move. Then, Mike, what do you think what we'll be doing next with our
Well, as I
actor?
Say, Yannick, is just a process. Yeah. You know, what's next is those commercials.
Yeah.
That's what we're gearing up for, because they're going to be all over the... But they're mainly for the internet, which I like. I like that idea.
Yes, because we will
see
him...
There are more people watching the internet than are watching TV these days. So, so he'll be... there's three commercials, so it's a while to pull all that together. And then... and then roles, TV roles and so on, and get this visa taken care of.
Yeah,
so
that's
all,
the biggest
step,
step, right?
Yeah.
The biggest step.
Okay, then on Wednesday you are submitting your visa and letters of recommendation. We all will be keeping our fingers crossed that you will be here for a long, long time with us. Then career, like we say, never happens overnight, but could be right away too, or could take a little time. Mm-hmm. Then after commercial, we will... show, and I will be, of course, pitching the commercial left and right. Hi, Scott Travis, and again, we want to say thank you for this opportunity, and we'll be playing the song soon, maybe next week with Abby, and you rapping. Do you want to rap more?
If I want to rap more?
Yes.
I will have to think about it before I give an answer.
Oh, come on. If somebody gives you opportunity to think about this. Mike, is this the right answer?
No, just jump in there and do it.
That's what I'm saying. We are never saying, I'm thinking about, no. Because this could be the next one, could be the eighth one.
That doesn't mean just do anything.
Of course.
As long as it makes sense.
Yeah.
But as a door opener, then you go through there.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean you're doing a crummy one. You have to make sure it's right. I think that's what he meant. He wants to make sure it's right before he does it. But
yeah, thank you for... Yeah, that was exactly what I meant. But thank you for cleaning that up.
Okay.
Makes more sense now.
Then we'll be listening to the song hopefully next week, and we'll be having Abby here, the young, beautiful 18-year-old singer that I'm working with. And Yannick, you'll be here back next... next week with Abby, and then we'll have another segment, and hopefully we'll know what your life is about. Mm-hmm. And how long we'll wait for the answers?
14 days.
Oh, that's so scary.
I know.
All will be okay.
The most stressful days of my life.
I went through it. I got a citizenship actually about, I don't know, 15 years ago, something like that, dual citizenship. But it was a two-year process. I didn't get a lawyer. I just did it. Mm. And I'd stand in line. I read magazine in line and whatever. And eventually they just tell you, come on in, sit down, and they ask you a few questions. And they say, okay, that's it.
Really?
Wonderful. Show up at this place at this time, and you'll be sworn in.
But you were here for a long, long time before.
I had a green card. My first green card was 1969. I was on a green card until about 1990.
Hmm. Yeah. So I'm going through this process right now with my daughter, who will become Polish citizenship. Of course, I am her mama and I am Polish. Then right now it's in a way easy. You know, paperwork is easy. But the documents that need to be submitted back and forth and translated, and all the logic and grandparents, grandparents, and, you know, it's just... like I say, a lot of paperwork, and but we all will be having hopefully passports and a right to work whenever we want, because world's supposed to be like that. I think world's supposed to be open to talented
so
people, to everybody. It will be so much easier.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
You too?
I think?
Yeah, we cannot close the borders for talents, first and foremost.
Talent. That's how you say it, talent.
Talent.
Not talent, talent.
Talent. That's my way, and nobody will change that. Again, today, thank you so much for Accent On. And Yannick, we are praying for you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Can I mention something?
Yes.
Can I plug something?
Yes.
April 9th at McCabe's, there is Plain Song, which are two great people, Ian Matthews and Andy Roberts. And their backgrounds are extensive, and their performances are impeccable. And a special guest that night is the woman you've had on here with Kimberly Haynes. She'll be the special guest at McCabe's on April 9th. So it's a
beautiful,
excellent show.
Well, where is the place again?
McCabe's is in Santa Monica. It's on whatever that street is.
Okay, people need
to... Oh, Pico Boulevard. It's on Pico Boulevard.
Okay, and tickets can be purchased on...
Yeah, they're $25, I think, and they're McCabe's online. McCabe's Guitar Shop is actually called... So if you go online, it's McCabe's Guitar Shop, and it's April 9th. They've got a list of all their. It's one. It's a national monument. This place. I mean, almost anybody you can think of has played there, in a more singer songwriter folk oriented, and Plain Song. Although their album is three people, and it's a duo that's touring at this time. And Ian Matthews has already had in his career a couple of top five records around the world, and with the founder of a band called. Oh my God! I just went blank on band, but anyway, big band in England. Fairport Convention. I'm sorry, a very big band in England, and then he went on to have his own hits and so on and so forth. And Andy Roberts was from Liverpool and part of a band called the Liverpool Scene, and a poet. And his music's being produced being performed this summer by the Liverpool Symphony. Hmm. And he played guitar with Pink Floyd.
So oh, gosh.
These guys get around.
Wow.
Slowly we need to bring more info like that to people. You know, that's really very, very cool. On April 9th?
April 9th. That's a Sunday.
Okay. For today, thank you again. So I hope we'll be here next week together. Okay. Thank you so much, Ilona Europa Axen, for today. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.